Welcome to installment 25 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we conclude our discussion of positive commandment number 5, the commandment of prayer. As we have been discussing over the last few days, the commandment of prayer is not mentioned specifically in the Chumash. There is rather a general mention made of the idea of Aveda, of serving Hashem. There are in fact four verses which indicate the same theme. Vavadadem es Hashem Elokeichem, Oisei Saveidu, Oisei Save, Lo'avdei, all expressions indicating one is required to serve Hashem. These four verses, we might think, are a general command regarding keeping Torah and mitzvahs. As the Rambam mentions in his introduction in the fourth general principle, in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there are a number of commandments which are general commands about keeping the whole Torah, such as walking in his ways and keeping his statutes and so on. These general commandments, which cover the entire Torah, do not count as individual commandments in the count of 613, unless a verse has some specific intention or a specific mitzvah associated with it. In this case, the Rambam tells us that these four verses, which indicate we should serve Hashem, do have a specific meaning and refer to the idea of tefillah, of prayer. As the Talmud says, "Ezeu aveda shebelev zu tefillah." How is the way of serving God with one's heart? This is through prayer. The Rambam brings the Sifri to prove that this idea of la'avde, to serve Hashem, has a specific meaning, rather than just a general meaning. As the Sifri says, it is referring to prayer. It is also referring to Torah study, as the Sifri says. However, we see from this, in any case, that it is not only a general commandment, but a specific commandment. The Rambam also quotes the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yisa Glili. There it says specifically, "Minayin le'ikr tefila b'secha mitzvahs." Where do we see that prayer is counted among the mitzvahs? And he quotes va'esei save, that you should serve Hashem, indicating explicitly that the idea of serving Hashem refers to prayer and that it is counted among the 613 commandments. The Rambam also quotes our sages who say that avdeo b'seirase and avdeo b'mikdashe, that we should serve Hashem through Torah study and also serve Him in the Beis HaMikdash. However, what does it mean to serve in the temple? It refers to going to the temple to pray, as is indicated explicitly in the statement of King Solomon in the Book of Kings. And so too, when we are unable to go to the temple to pray, we should nevertheless direct our prayers towards the temple, where they ascend to the heavens together with all of the other prayers of the Jewish people who are also directing their prayers towards that site. There are a number of things which are commonly done before the prayer service, done or said, in order to improve our prayer and make it better acceptable before God. The Nusach HaAri and many others also have this custom of mentioning at the beginning of the prayer service the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, explicitly accepting upon oneself to love one's fellow Jew as oneself. Many reasons are given for what this statement and the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael have to do with the prayer service. One of them is that through having Avos Yisrael for one another, and showing our inherent closeness, we cause a nachas ruach, a desirable state in the heavens above, that Hashem looks upon His people and sees that they are behaving with love and feeling and closeness towards one another. He then answers their prayers. Since He has been caused enjoyment and nachas ruach, He answers the prayers and causes a nachas ruach to His children below. And therefore, aside from the general importance of Avos Yisrael, there is a specific importance which must be stressed in conjunction with the prayer service. Something else which is commonly done before the prayer service is to give charity. As the Talmud says that Rabbi Eliezer, Hayoiv pruta la'ani v'hadar matzli, Rabbi Eliezer, first you would give money to a poor person and only then go to pray. Once the Rebbe Marash, the fourth Lubavitcher Rebbe, explained the statement of the Talmud to the Chassid Rebbe Zalman Zlatopolsky. The Rebbe Marash explained that prayer must be with great chayis, with great liveliness. When you give charity to a poor person, you are adding to his life. You are giving him vitality. And when you give him his life, then Hashem helps you in your prayers that you yourself should have life. When the Chassid Rebbe Zalman came home, he repeated this statement which the Reb Marashat said to him, to the Chassid Reb Chaim Dov, who was a Chassid well known for his deep understanding of mystical Hasidic texts. Once he heard this, Reb Chaim Dov started to be very careful in providing for the poor people of his town. And he made sure that in the morning after the prayer services, they would have cake, something to eat, and something to say L'chaim on, to help them out during the day. That they should begin the day in good spirits, so to speak. The Reb Marash found out about this later on, and he said, do you think that the Reb Chaim Dov's deep understanding of Chassidus comes from only from his deep study, that he studies the hardest and deepest ideas in Chassidus? It's not like that. His tremendous understanding is due to the cake that he gives the poor people before he davens. That enlivening and giving chayas to the poor people gives him a tremendous chayas in turn, and therefore his prayer is with deep understanding, and his study is with tremendously deep grasp, and a deep comprehension. Once we mention one story regarding the Rebbe Marash in prayer, it is fitting to mention another. One time, two young men traveled to the Rebbe Marash to ask for his advice in Yechides about how to better serve Hashem. One of them was a very great scholar, and the second one is a very simple Jew, unlearned but with a pure faith. The first one went into the Rebbe Marash and asked him how to better serve Hashem, especially in his prayer. And the Rebbe Marash answered him that he should always hold a siddur and look into the siddur when he davens. The young man thought this was strange advice, and he told the Rebbe that it seems that he has better concentration when he pulls the tallis over his head, closes his eyes, and davens with tremendous intention. The Rebbe Marash answered him, Shaita, fool! He says, what are you going to concentrate on then? You're going to say Hallelujah, the prayer of praise of Hashem, on a pole? On a beam? The Chassid looked and couldn't understand. What does he mean saying Hallelujah al HaKeresh on a beam? Later on, he left the Yechidus, he left this interview and wondered to himself and asked some of the Elter Chassidim what was the meaning of this statement. No one could help him, since no one understood it either. And he thought, and after several hours of deep thought, he remembered one time when he was at prayer in the shul, and he was walking back and forth from one side of the shul to the other praying, and he noticed a very long beam which went the entire length of the shul. He decided it would be interesting to start one of the Hallelujahs, a prayer, at one end of the beam, and say the words corresponding to the length of the beam, and finish the prayer as he was looking at the other side of the beam, saying the last word, Hallelujah. And he realized that this lack of concentration in his prayer was what the Rebbe Marash was referring to, and therefore the Rebbe Marash advised him, better you should look into a siddur. You want to not look into a siddur. You think it's better to say Hallelujah on a beam, referring to the time that this chassid had done so. The second chassid went into Yechides, and the Rebbe Marash told him that he should use all of his spare time to study the Tanakh, the book of Chumash and the prophets and the holy writings in Yiddish and Ivritaych, and whenever he is traveling in business or between one journey and another, and even between one customer and another, whenever he had a spare moment, he should continue to learn the Tanakh, the holy writings in their translation in Yiddish. One time in the winter, this chassid returned home after a journey on a bitterly cold day. He took off his heavy covering, and he saw his baby was sleeping, and he placed his heavy covering on top of the child for warmth. Then he sat down with his wife and spoke with her about what had transpired in the last few days since he had seen her. After they had finished, he went to go to sleep and first checked the baby to see how the baby was. And when he removed his heavy covering, he saw that the baby wasn't sleeping. The baby had choked under the blanket. He moved the baby from side to side and moved it and saw that there was no breath of life, that the baby was dead. The woman quickly ran to call a doctor. Perhaps there would be some way to revive the child. And she ran while the husband stayed in the house. However, when she returned, she found her husband was sitting and playing with the baby, and the baby was as alive as any other time, and the baby was happily playing with the father. She asked her husband what had happened. How is the baby alive? And he said that he remembered from the Tanakh that he was reading in Yiddish, when the Rebbe commanded him to continually read, he remembered clearly what he had learned. And he remembered the story in the Book of Kings regarding Elisha and the son of the Shunammis, the woman, the Shunammis, whose child had died. And she had Elisha come to look at the child, and Elisha did Tchias HaMesim, brought the child to life. And said Elisha laid down on top of the child and breathed into him until Hashem made a miracle and brought the child back to life. And this simple Jew, with his tremendously deep faith in Hashem, decided that if Elisha could do it, he would also try. And therefore, he laid down on top of the child's, of his son's body, and he breathed with his mouth into the child until the child came back to life, just as it happened in the miracle which is recorded in the prophets. It then became clear to everyone why the Rebbe Marash gave this man advice to constantly learn the Tanakh in Yiddish, to understand what he was saying. And everyone understood that it was this chus, this merit, together with the simple faith of this Jew who believed in Hashem's ability to make a miracle, which together brought the child back to life in such an openly miraculous fashion.